the life-changing internship that did not happen to me. Welcome to the Talking Shop podcast, where I'm here to share stories, lessons, and experiences in sports performance and professional development. In episode 166, here we are, super excited to share this personal story. I'm riding solo today for this episode of this internship that did not happen, right? The seven-month internship that didn't happen, I'm a month removed. I've been telling this story a little bit more of recent, and kind of crazy to think back that I didn't really think about it, honestly, until recent, because so much had happened between then and now that I'm just super, super kind of grateful for how it all plays out. Not to get cliche, but you'll understand kind of how I've arrived to this conclusion. And I'm excited to share my own experiences, my thought process, and what you can take away from it and the value that it can provide you. So let's do it. Coaches, this podcast is sponsored by Samson Equipment. They have been providing elite strength training equipment and professional weight room solutions since 1976. If you value high quality products, great customer service, and a company with integrity, make Samson Equipment your go-to. Visit them at www.samsonequipment.com. That's S-A-M-S-O-N equipment.com. And let them know that the Talking Shop podcast sent you. So for context, this is a personal story. There's no bad intentions. I'm going to keep this vague and anonymous. And this is simply just what happened to me. And I think it's pretty cool kind of looking back how it all played out. So I'm excited to share this. But just for some context, I'm just telling the story and it just is what it is. So it was a Power 5 football sports science fellowship. So I figured an internship was a little bit more universal term that people understand, but basically it was a paid internship it was a paid internship for 7 months. And basically I was at a point in my career at TC Boost, you know, 2+ years in, where I had been pursuing a type of college job, a job kind of like this, where I had gotten to some kind of finalist opportunities with other jobs and just wasn't getting them. And I was just so dead set on, I wanted a job like this, right? And I thought to myself, well, if I have to pivot, like, where would I? And I just couldn't think of another job that I think would be as satisfying as something like this. Coaching sports science, you know, high level college sports. So I'm super fortunate to have had the support and encouragement from my two bosses at TC Boost to say, hey, you have to go do something like this because you're so dead set on it, right? And just sitting here kind of spinning your wheels, although it's a good opportunity, it's not going to help you get to what you said you wanted to achieve, right? So you have to go do something like this to experience it. If it's in a full-time capacity, great, but that wasn't really panning out. And the next best thing, right, is a paid internship, paid fellowship, whatever you want to call it. And they said three things can happen. You can go do something like this and love it, and then it leads to a job, right? You can do it and hate it and realize that it's not for you, but hey, at least you now have your answer and you can come back, have a job, and be all in here because you have answered that question. Or three, you can like it and still want that a job like that, but you need a little bit more time and you can come back here in the meantime, right? Or I guess a fourth one is you can realize it might not be for you, but it's not this either. So you'll try to figure it out. But again, you'll have an opportunity here to do really good stuff, make some money in the meantime, provide value to more athletes and the business and stuff like that. So just super fortunate and grateful to have had the leadership and the big picture mindedness, I guess, of those two individuals to allow me and encourage me to do something like this. So this was May to December. So basically from the beginning of the summer through the football season. And this was, I guess, April, maybe March, April-ish, I guess. So I booked my Airbnb. I was in for over $10,000 for 7 months. It's in a not cheap part of the country to live, I'll put it like that. And although it was paid, I was still going to end up paying some out of pocket to basically live and do this internship, right? So of course the stipend is more than zero and it offsets some of the costs, but I was still going to be in the negative, right? So the Airbnb was booked.
I had told my job that I was leaving. I had a final day, I guess, like spoken into existence, right? I don't know, May 17, I'll just say May 17. So it was May 17 is my final day, right? It was like the first day of May. We were in a staff meeting, I told everyone. And it was just kind of crazy to think, like, whoa, it's here, you know? So that's the context. And, you know, it was a few weeks before, beginning, middle-ish of May. And with the end date in mind at TC Boost, with, you know, a week buffer or so to pack up my life, move across the country, I'd receive the contract and the paperwork, right? And there was like four documents, and I was reading it line by line, as you should for things like this, right? And I was a little confused because they all said volunteer on them, and I figured, oh, well, it's not a full-time job, you know, it's just like a paid internship, paid fellowship, so cool, I'll just like go with it. And I had signed, you know, printed, signed, scan, printed, signed, scan, printed, signed, and scan. And I get to the fourth one and I read this line. I understand I will not be compensated for my services, my time, and whatever other legal jargon that they put in there. And it hit me. And my stomach kind of just dropped. And I was like, uh-oh, what did I get myself into? Right. So I called the person who was in charge, who was my future boss, I guess. And I said, hey, so do I get like a different document with my technical title of a fellow and for the stipend and stuff like that? And they just said, no, this is unpaid. What are you talking about? And I read all these things down as one should. And I had the date of the phone call that we had. I had the amount of the monthly stipend that was going to be. And I was like so caught up in the moment. And this is rule number two, don't panic. One of the most violated rules, rule number two. And I just said, hey, I think there was some miscommunication. I have to talk this out with my people. I just need a moment. Can I call you back on Monday, right? This was on a Friday. So I basically just asked for the weekend to kind of figure out what I wanted to do. So I had called my bosses. I had talked to my parents. I had talked to my mentor and stuff like that. And although an opportunity like this did align with where I wanted to go eventually, right? Just to give me some real concrete answers, we had determined that an unpaid internship like this, especially how much money it was going to cost, did not make sense. So back then, when I had committed under the context that I thought was out there or was out there, honestly, and the new context, things changed and it just didn't make sense. Definitely one of the more humbling moments of that experience was calling my boss once I had finished that phone call saying, hey, thank you, but no thank you. Like, I'm not in a spot where I can do like a completely unpaid internship. And then calling my boss and saying, hey, so can I have my job back? And that is a moment that I don't wish upon anyone because I felt like I was out and I was just taking advantage of their opportunity again. And that was more kind of just being hard on myself. But again, all these things that go into a decision like that that you don't really think about. Again, kind of just being a little bit more kind of real and candid about all the things behind the scenes when decisions like that are made. So I went back to TC Boost, obviously. And it's so crazy to think back. Maybe because summer is our busy season, but it was like, you know, June, July, we're just grinding, coaching a bunch, and it's like, geez, like I would be in that internship right now, right? Fast forward, it's like halfway through the fall. It's like, man, I can't believe I'd still be in that city right now, you know? And then it gets to be the holiday time. It's like middle, end of December. I'm like, oh my gosh, like this would be like the end of it, you know? Everything that's happened between like May and now, like, geez, oh my gosh, like, not that I'm on borrowed time, but it's like all of these things that had happened to me. My brother got married. I would have gone to that, obviously. But brother got married. My friend from middle school got married. Not that I was going to be absent for those things, but being able to go out a day earlier, right, than having to fly across the country to it because it was just a drive away, right? All of those kind of small things. And there's an opportunity in a job opportunity in the MLS that came up. There's a mid-major D1 baseball opportunity that came up. There was a mid-major D1 football opportunity that came up. And then
Now my current job opportunity that I took at Northwestern came, and it's just so crazy to think back to, it's just so easy to wrap your head around that opportunity did not happen versus all of the things that did happen because they actually happened, relative to like, these things shouldn't have happened if I had taken that first thing, right? That like logic kind of makes sense. So to think back, and all of the intangible things, right? Like all those things I mentioned are tangible, very easy to remember. But even just like the time with friends and family, that obviously this is a very competitive field and people have to make sacrifices, people do. And I was about to make a pretty big sacrifice myself, but like I guess I'll use the phrase borrowed time, you know, like all of those things, that kind of extra time that I had with people that mean a lot to me was not supposed to happen, right? So very cool that first I was not completely kind of like screwed over by like saying no to TC Boost and they didn't take me back and I'm out of a job and I'm not doing this internship and stuff like that. I was so super fortunate, but all the things that had happened that I can now appreciate a little bit more because I wasn't supposed to be there. And it was just like when I was looking for jobs the previous like 3 years, and when one didn't happen, right? I'd be like a finalist or get flown across the country for this interview, whatever it may be. 6 months later goes by and there's another job opportunity. And I'm just reflecting back to like the state I was in, how I interviewed. And I'm like, oh my God, I've learned so much in these 6 months kind of between that job opportunity and this one. Like, thank you that I didn't get that job because I've learned so much now. And I feel so much better prepared for this job because of that time that had elapsed, right? So not to beat a dead horse to belabor the point, but two action items, two kind of take-home points that I want to share. I'm going to wrap this thing up. If you need a minute, take it. So in a field where you have to be a high care person, right? You can't half-heartedly do, or at least do well, do a job well in performance, strength and conditioning, sports science, things like that. So things happen. There are some egos involved, myself included, where emotions can run hot, quick, whatever. If you need a minute, and of course it was easier because I was on the phone, but even if you're in person, just to say like I just need a minute. I don't think I can have a productive and fair conversation right now to do the best for me and for you. Can we circle around at X time? I think that is a totally fair and appropriate way to approach a conversation like that if that were to arise, right? And second, not to get too theoretical, and I hate on stuff like this where you'll see like a snippet of a podcast and it starts with in life. I'm just like how cliche, but I just think that this is a really cool opportunity, a real life story where although it didn't make sense now, it will one day. And I'm at that day. And I think it's important to keep in mind that that day will come. And I'm fortunate that this was within that 7 month span that I was going to be gone. I already had kind of seen a few things, but now even where it had ended, and the opportunity that I currently have that had happened, that it came to me within those 7 months, right? So let's just say 8 months. It took me 8 months to kind of, that day to come of realizing, of everything kind of making sense, right? That it could be longer. It could have been a year. It could have been five. It could have been 10, whatever it may be. But know that that day will come. So just to have some kind of hindsight in the moment of, although it doesn't make sense now, I know one day it will. So just a very cool opportunity, very cool story, very blessed that like, blessed is also a cliche, just very grateful that it had happened how it did, and that this moment happened, and the realization and the day came that this is just a cool opportunity, cool story. So I'm glad I got to share this with you. Just getting a little bit more grateful, even just speaking out kind of the whole story in existence. There's some details I forgot, like having to call my boss and ask for my job back. But a real story, and hopefully this resonated with you and you learned some things. So thank you for tuning in, and tune in next time.